started on this research with one other faculty, Dr. Bobby Reddick, several years ago, and Dr. Ahmed Abou-Sheikha and Dr. Mohammed Musa joined us a couple of years ago. And it's been an interesting process. We're looking at, can critical thinking in community health nursing be applied across countries? I have to say that I don't have any relationships to disclose. At the end of this presentation, you should be able to analyze sample reflection data bits and compare levels and types of reflection between community health nursing students in the United States and Saudi Arabia, and to identify several types of clinical experiences for community health nursing students that can be used to enhance critical thinking. Our data that we used was the information from journals collected by community health nursing students. And these were originally part of a course. It wasn't something that we added in, and they were originally part of a course. The content analysis was done by three of us, and the rubric that you will see is one that I developed from previous research. A little bit about nursing and community health nursing in Saudi Arabia. Right now, Saudi Arabia has a large number of expatriate nurses. That started in the 1890s when the Saudi family brought expatriate healthcare workers to take care of them and then kind of spread into the population as healthcare needs grew. More recently, the monarchy has issued a decree to Saudiize the nursing workforce for cultural, religious, and health reasons. The College of Nursing at King Saud University established nursing education. They had some of the first higher education nursing programs in the kingdom. 1976, the BSN, 1987, the MSN, and a doctoral program in 1996. These are just some photos from King Saud University. There's some students, these are not community students, but there are some students who are in the nursing program there. Right now, if we look at the most recent statistics, and those were published in 2012, indicates about 48% of the workforce in Saudi Arabia is native. They're native Saudis. However, if you look into the statistics, what you find out is most of them are male. And only about 12% of the workforce in Saudi Arabia who are nurses who are native are females. And this varies depending on area of the country. And this is a very complicated diagram. But if you look on technical education, which is to the left there, that's where most nursing has been in Saudi Arabia for quite a while. And what they're trying to do is move it into university and higher education. Currently, or from the most recent data, 67% of nursing education is in health institutes. And this is below the college level. It could be, it's similar to our old diploma programs, but many of the students going into these do not have high school degrees, so you can't quite compare it. They're like 2 or 3 year programs, but the nurses may not have finished a high school equivalent type program. About 30% of the educational institutions are junior colleges, and only about 3% of nurses in Saudi Arabia across the country are educated at the BSN level. And again, the statistics are older. This is the most recent we have. This has changed a bit, particularly for the MSN and doctoral level. But as of 2008, there were only 28 MSN prepared nurses in Saudi Arabia and only 7 with a doctorate. There's a lot of difficulties in recruiting Saudis into nursing. To change that ratio of how many native Saudis there are taking care of the population. Part of it is nursing hasn't had a good image, and if you think back to our history, where nurses were considered handmaidens of the physician, that's a common perception of the population. And because Saudis really value family relationships and culture and religion, it really conflicts with working 12-hour shifts, working weekends, working nights. Nurses mix with members of the opposite gender, which is not always acceptable. And becoming a nurse can actually reduce males and females' prospects of getting married. Although, say, both of my colleagues who are in Saudi Arabia are married, and they each have 5 children. So that isn't completely true, but it's still, many fathers would not accept their daughters going into nursing in Saudi Arabia. So if you think about nursing education, then, and why we have so few nurses educated at higher levels, it goes back to the fact that public education for girls in Saudi Arabia was only introduced in the 1960s. So that's one reason. You're all familiar with critical thinking skills required for nursing. If you think about interpretation, analysis, evaluation, inference, and explanation, that's not new, I'm sure, to most of you. And you know there are many strategies that have been developed and used to enhance critical thinking, and I think the first presentation was a great example of strategies to increase critical thinking in students. However, not all strategies are appropriate when you're teaching in Saudi Arabia for the culture. For example, strategies that use questioning, particularly if it involves questioning your teachers or physicians or parents, are not considered appropriate because it's not considered appropriate to question people who are older than you or in a higher rank than you are. So things like small group work and reflective journaling and use of groups for role-playing and debating can really be good uses in. Reflective journaling can be especially relevant for faculty to evaluate, maybe especially relevant to evaluate types and levels of reflection. And this is something that can be applied across cultures because although our cultures are very different, reflecting about practice isn't necessarily different. The practice is just different, but the reflecting isn't. So we can look at how well students are reflecting and the levels that they're reflecting. I'm going to skip through some things. This slide actually got out of order. When we first started on this, and this was from, we started in about the fall of 2010. This particular example is from an accelerated community health nursing in 2011. And I put it up here because it's an example of when we started, we had fairly to-the-point questions, and what we found is the students answered the questions. And that's it. They didn't reflect on the experience so much as answering the questions. And so we had to kind of evolve what we were asking of the students to get them to reflect. This is a sample of one of the earlier rubrics, and I said the rubric has gone through several different incarnations. But looking at what level the students are reflecting, and you say descriptive, analytical, or integrated synthesis levels, and then examples within each of those. We later added concepts after looking at the data. I'm going to flip forward just a little here, particularly for community health. And so that column on the far left are things that we added later that after looking at our data and saying, what is this data getting at? We found that one of the concepts that came out was roles of community health nursing responsibility. And that was a good thing because that's what we'd like students to be able to reflect and say, oh, here's how I understand responsibilities of community health nursing. Another one is assessment or interpretation of client's environment. So I'm going to flip back to this other one and give you the example that you're going to see in just a second. We identified in the area of evidence-based analysis. This is an actual example from one of the students. And I use this one because it is an example of a level one. This student was at the VA, the particular VA clinic where we were. Really saw people over the age of 50, but predominantly men in mostly Vietnam-era veterans would be their clients. And so the student decided one of the chronic problems is hearing loss due to being in the war. And I have no idea where the student got that information because that wasn't from the agency itself, and we're pretty sure she didn't see clients who had a lot of major problems from hearing due to being in the war. So we put that category as evidence-based analysis, but at a level one because the student is using her personal beliefs from somewhere as evidence. This is an example of a journal from one of our Saudi students, being a Saudi nursing student. And this is something that came up fairly frequently. We saw in the journals, the students identify themselves, one, as Saudi, as being Saudi nursing students. Another, you'll see being Muslim, how being Muslim connected to being able to work with the patients, or speaking Arabic. So if you think about a country where about 50% or more of the nurses are expatriate who may not be Muslim or who may not speak Arabic, this was really important for Saudi nursing students to identify that I'm a Saudi nursing student, and because of that, I can ask mom questions when I'm teaching. And the student identified that the mom was given instructions in English on how to catheterize her daughter when she was the daughter was discharged, but that she'd been doing it wrong because she didn't really understand the English instructions. Okay? So the student was really identifying with that. So if you just take a minute, and if you can see this, about where you would identify this if you were looking at what concept category would this be in, and then what level would you consider it. Let's take a few minutes just to look at it. And then I'll show you what we identified. We identified that it was actually Category 5, analysis of valuing and associated factors such as culture, religion, race, ethnicity related to health behavior. And it was a critical thinking at a level 3. Now, some of you might have gone to this and identified concept 2. I don't know if anybody did that. Assessment and interpretation of the client's environment. And we looked at that one when we did the analysis. And one of the things that we decided is it's in our reflections from our Saudi nursing students over and over again, the cultural and religious concepts came up. And so we thought we may have to take that as, yes, this is the primary, but what's the secondary under it when we're interpreting it? Because they came up as such important concepts for the Saudi nursing students, where we didn't see that, of course, with our U.S. students in community health, identifying it as I'm American or I speak English or identifying with any particular cultural or ethnic group. I've used this at two different universities where I've been teaching community health, and so at those two, anyway, it's been pretty consistent with that. Data compiled from reflective journals can be evaluated to determine types, or we say concepts of reflections and levels. And it can be analyzed to determine which particular experiences enhance higher levels of critical thinking. Now, originally, we did this looking at experiences in the U.S., and so we identified experiences in the U.S. that, in particular, caused most of the students to think at higher levels of critical thinking. And the first presentation, that would be some really good examples. I think you would get some very good reflections. One of the best experiences that I had was taking the students to the bus station in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where they actually identified that, oh, yes, we're seeing hypertension as a consistent problem in the African-American population. And, yes, many of our clients that we're seeing here don't have insurance. They don't have access to insurance, and they don't know where they can get health care, or they don't know which pharmacies actually carry the $4 drugs that they need to purchase. I talked about a little bit about the game. So conclusions, the role of critical thinking in nursing has been around for 20 years or so. Many countries, however, have lagged behind in using critical thinking. Techniques must be culturally appropriate in their use. It is possible to identify critical thinking techniques from the literature that are appropriate and effective for Saudi nursing education and for education in the U.S. And with the hope that increased education and ability to think critically can transform the perception of nurses as handmaidens into perception of nurses as professionals who apply knowledge and skills provide care. And in the long run, enhancing the role of nurses in Saudi society can improve the health care for all Saudis through provision of culturally, spiritually, and linguistically appropriate care.